There's been a wide variance in the severity of COVID-19 symptoms. Many have required hospitalization and died from the disease, while many others have experienced no symptoms at all. Others still have had much less common immune reactions to the virus, like the rare inflammatory syndrome recently found in some children. Dr. Eric Kometsch is director of the Gene Editing Institute at ChristianaCare. He and others believe this could be due to the genetic makeup of the patients.
Now we're seeing incredible variance among young people, millennials, even babies. And that's most of them don't have pre-existing conditions that we can define. We might be able to define a genetic pre-existing condition that may not even be apparent to the patient.
Kometsch says his team will be starting a research project in partnership with Stanford University and a few biotech companies to learn the relationship between an individual's genetic profile and how they respond to the virus. He says the project will utilize CRISPR gene editing technology developed at ChristianaCare to recreate the genetic information on synthetic pieces of DNA on a chip. Nick Schellino, Delaware Public Media.